Grace to you and peace in the name of the one who is risen. A small Easter story. A friend of mine, my first boss as a priest, Harry Pritchett, was the witness to this story in the late 70s at St. Thomas Parish in Huntsville, Alabama. He was the priest there, he was the rector there, but he was not the Easter gospel preacher, as it turns out. But he was witness to the preaching of the Easter gospel by a community, just like you. So here goes a story that could have happened here. There was a 7-year-old little boy, a little bit older, named Philip. He had a kind of crooked flat top and a pretty wide, slow, sweet smile, and he was kind of chubby. His smile was beautiful and sweet and slow because he really wasn't very quick about anything at all. He'd come into the world quite slow of mind and body. The children in the Sunday school were used to him. He always tagged along, and every once in a while somebody would say, "Come on, Philip, come on, we gotta hurry." Or if they were drawing pictures, they would say, "Not like that, Philip, that's not a good sheep. Do it like this." Of course, after they read their Bible story, Philip never knew the answer about who made us or what did Moses see that was burning. So really, nobody ever counted on him for much of anything because he was so slow and not smart at all. In the spring, one year, on the week before Easter, the Sunday school teacher said, "Okay, children, let's have a game, kind of like a scavenger hunt." And she gave each one a big plastic egg, like ladies' stockings come in. And she said, "Everybody go look around your house and look out in your yard and see if you can find something that looks like Easter. And then the next week, bring in your discovery, and we'll all open our eggs, and we'll see all these Easter treasures. Does that sound good?" And everybody said, "Oh, yes, ma'am," being in the 70s in the South. So I'll say that one more. We can all say that. "Oh, yes, ma'am." I'm feeling good. I like that. Okay. So they said, "That'll be fun, that'll be great." And then that next week on Easter morning, all the little children showed up in their prettiest dresses, just like you all today, and their spiffiest shirts and slacks. And they had all hidden in their Easter eggs a tiny treasure to show and to share. 3 of them had flowers. One had an azalea blossom. Another had a little crocus, and somebody else had a dogwood blossom. And everybody said, "Oh, how pretty." One brought a live butterfly, tiny, resting in the egg with some honeysuckle. And everybody loved the butterfly. But the teacher got really nervous, so they ran to the window and let the butterfly fly home. Somebody brought a photograph of a little golden duckling that lived on his grandmother's pond. There were lots, there were beautiful, lovely, wonderful things that everybody said looked really Easter-y. Finally, all the children had shown their lovely Easter things except who? Philip. The teacher said, "Philip, do you have something in your egg that you want to share?" And his face just beamed. And he nodded and he said, oh yeah. And he searched through all his pockets, every one, and in the last one, he found his Easter egg. And then he twisted the egg. He twisted it this way and he turned it that way. Oh, what a struggle. He was so excited that his hand shook. And finally, in his chubby little hands, finally it opened. And the children looked. And they looked. And there was nothing in it. Nothing. The teacher was baffled. She couldn't think of a word about how wonderful, how beautiful, because there was nothing. The children said, "Oh, Philip, where is your Easter treasure? You forgot to put something in, Philip." And one little boy muttered, "This is stupid." And another little girl murmured, "Philip doesn't ever get it right." And then Philip said, "But look, it's empty. It's empty. The tomb is empty." Oh. Well. The children said, "Oh, let's do that. Oh, just exactly like that." And the teacher said, Yes. "Yes, you are our teacher, Philip. Today, you are our teacher. The tomb is empty." Sure enough, the tomb is empty. Well, you know, Harry Pritchett said it was funny. As the months went by, something shifted. And you didn't have to worry about the children acting like Philip was stupid or fussing at him when he was taking a long time, because something had shifted. Maybe they just grew up or grew more compassionate, traveling along in that Sunday school class together for years. So perhaps after being together a long time, maybe they just loved each other more, and maybe they even loved Philip. And two, of course, they gotta have remembered that Easter day when they were very clever children. But Philip was way beyond clever. Philip went way beyond clever, all the way to wise. Because God chooses the weak to shame the proud. And God chooses the fool to teach the smarties. At any rate, Harry said, in that parish, a new thing sprung forth. Philip was fragile, never strong, and back in that day, never really pushed to become all he could be. So the time came not too many years later when his body just couldn't do the work anymore. His death was very hard for all the people. His family and his parents' friends and the doctor and the nurse who had cared for him and the Sunday school teachers and, of course, very hard for the children. Everybody talked about whether the funeral service would be too difficult for them and said maybe the children shouldn't go. They're being, you know, they're so young and so innocent about death and all. But the children thought about it with their teacher, and they said, "We want to be there, and we want to be there together." So on the day, in a space like this filled with flowers and music and parish families and the choir. On that day, 9 fourth graders came in together in their prettiest dresses and their spiffiest slacks and their finest shirts. And they sat together because they were, in truth, a little community. You gotta find a church within the church, and they had. And when the time came for the people to carry up the bread and the wine, well, all the children in the Sunday school class marched up together too. And they laid on the altar an open plastic egg with nothing in it. Nothing at all. Because you see, they knew. Philip taught them and they knew. The tomb is empty. The tomb really is empty. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.